The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Many of you will have heard the discussion on News Talk Breakfast this morning with Anton about biodegradable bin bags and how not all of them can be put into your compost bin. So why is this such an issue? Well, joining me to discuss this is the Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, Conor Walsh, and Chief Executive of Voice Ireland, Tad Kurofsky. You're very welcome to the programme. I'm going to come to you first, Conor, right? Because I do recycle. Well, I do have my compost bin. I'm not a big fan of it. Okay. I don't like the flies that it attracts, but I have it. And I thought, I think I use compostable bags, but I may have used the odd biodegradable one, but I kind of thought they were the same. Not the case.
Thanks, Ciara. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Look, you're not guilty. There's a difference technically between compostable bags and biodegradable bags. It's not our biggest concern, to be honest, in the waste industry. I know it was on the discussion there this morning. Our biggest concern actually is there's more food waste going into the general waste bin than into the brown bins across the country. So, you know, our goal is to encourage people to use the brown bin. And to use the brown bin, people should use compostable liners. They're available in all the supermarkets. You know, they'll be labelled compostable. If they're labelled compostable, buy them, they're fine. I don't think the public should get hung up on the difference between compostable and biodegradable. I still don't understand it after 36 years in the waste industry. So if it's been sold as compostable, it should be compostable and break down. So people shouldn't have to worry too much about it. It's really down to the product specification authorities to make sure it's labelled correctly in the supermarket.
But the suggestion this morning seemed to be that if you use your brown bin, right, but you're using these biodegradable bags, that's a lot of those, maybe all of them, contain some element of plastic. And when that goes in and is broken down, you're going to have remnants of plastic. And then that obviously contaminates all of the good compostable material. Not so? Yes, so?
It's not happening at a big scale. If you're buying them in a supermarket, they should be fine. If you're buying them online, yeah, maybe they're a bit different. The concern, I suppose, is that those, there are bio plastics that break down into smaller plastics. But very often you'll see the word biodegradable being used side by side with compostable for the same material, which is generally what it's a PLA. It comes from cornstarch. If it's made from cornstarch, whether they call it biodegradable or compostable, it's fine. It will break down in the environment.
Is it one breaks down quickly and the other takes a little bit longer to break down? Is that the difference?
Not really. No, there are some bags out there that will break down, but they'll break down to small pieces of plastic. They won't break down to a biodegradable plastic. So the ones you generally get in the supermarket will be fine. If they say compostable, don't worry too much about it. I'm more concerned about, you know, black plastic bags, big bin liners. They're a problem. People putting in coleslaw with coleslaw tubs, things like that. You know, food packaging is actually more of a problem. It's more of a contamination. And we do get about 5 to 10% contamination in the brown bin, which isn't maybe as high as in the recycling bin, but it's more problematic in the brown bin because it's harder to get it out once it's mixed in there.
Do you worry, Tad, that if we sort of make it sound complex for the general public, that we just actually disincentivize people from using the brown bin at all?
Well, I suppose I would agree with everything that Conor just said. Really, you know, one of the big pushes that we have on at the moment is making sure that we are using those brown bins, the food waste bins, effectively. We know there's a huge amount of material that's in your general waste bin that could be going into those food waste bins. But where this conversation gets a little bit more tricky is when we look past the bags and we start to look at where do most of us engage with those compostable materials. And it's when we're getting the coffee on the go or the food on the go, and the cup that you get it in. Now, is that a compostable cup? Is it recyclable? Is it biodegradable? And where can you do it? That's where most of the people listening today almost certainly have a cup in the car with them right now or whatever. And so that's where it starts to become important. And that's where we're seeing the issue arising mostly, I would say.
But at the same time, there's no point, is there, right, as a homeowner, going to the effort of trying to put your organic material into the brown bin if you're putting it into the wrong bag?
Yeah, so I suppose to Connor's point there around the kind of the importance of looking for the compostable, if it's labelled compostable, it's absolutely fine. I suppose the easiest way to think about it is compostable is defined, it's a defined term, so we know what that means. Biodegradable just means it'll break down over time. You know, given enough time, my car is biodegradable, really. But, you know, I'm not putting it into my compost bin. You know, so that's kind of the important part, but Connor's exactly right there as well. There are bigger kind of contamination issues in the household bin and getting people to use the household bin a lot more. So again, that not putting in the really obvious kind of, you know, the example of the coleslaw tin there or the coleslaw packet into your compost bin. That's the kind of thing we need to avoid. But we also really need to make sure we're putting the material, you know, the food that we're putting into the general waste bin that could be going into the compost bin. We really need to make sure that's going in there. But where this conversation becomes more important is where we're engaging with those pieces on the go and making sure that those systems are in place so that people can use them. So we know that we use 22,000 cups an hour here in Ireland for single-use coffee cups. That's a huge amount of material that's being, you know, increasingly is coming under these kind of, whether it's compostable or biodegradable. And there's a lot of confusion out there about where to put these, what to do with them. And the bins aren't around. I know many of us, you know, you go buy your coffee. There aren't compostable bins on the street where you're using them. So is it the right system to be kind of changing to in that context?
And if there were those compostable bins, do we have the facilities here in Ireland to process all of those coffee cups?
So I suppose that would be a question more for Connor there. But I suppose what I would say is that perhaps the compostable and like substituting the single-use plastic cup for a single-use compostable cup mightn't be the answer. We need to start looking towards the reusable cups and the kind of ways that we can avoid this packaging. We know that the quantity of packaging we're generating here in Ireland is increasing. You know, we need to address that. We need to address that quite significantly. So I suppose there's a big conversation to be had there about not which kind of single-use material we use, but how do we switch away from those single-use to the reusable alternatives or packaging-free alternatives as well.
I'm just looking at some texts that are coming in here, and it's amazing when you start talking about this item how much people are looking for information and how confused still so many members of the general public are, including myself, clearly, about what goes where. You know, we're trying to get it right. Mick has texted, I don't have a brown bin. It's not provided by my bin supplier, so everything else goes into the black general bin. Another texter, our bin company took away all the big brown bins. They give us two very small brown bins. So again, we have no choice but to put food and garden waste into the main bin. How widespread is that problem, Connor?
Yeah, well, everyone in the country now is entitled to a brown bin. So if you want a brown bin and you haven't got one from your waste provider, get onto them because they're legally obliged to provide it to you. So that only came in the last year or so. So everywhere in the country. Yeah, there is an argument about large versus small. With larger bins, you generally get a lot of garden waste. And you know, with smaller ones, it tends to be food waste only. But a small bin collected every week or every fortnight, you know, it should be enough. And very often a company will give you two of them if you need two of them, or three of them if you have a little bit more. But it's not really suitable for garden waste.
Has that been part of the problem? Is that people are putting the wrong things in the brown bin. They're putting in waste that shouldn't be there, including, you know, sticks, branches and half a tree down into the bin if you can fit it.
Yeah. I mean, anything bulky like that wouldn't be good but this stuff gets shredded when it goes to a composting plant. So branches are absolutely fine in when you've got a good big enough bin that'll allow branches, you know. So that's fine. I mean, the main problem really is just trying to encourage people to use it. And what our members will generally do is to help people start using a brown bin, because there is a bit of a yuck factor for some people at first. And to encourage them to use it, they'll provide a kitchen caddy and some compostable bin liners to get them started. And it makes it easier for them.
Yeah. And once you do get started, actually, it becomes second nature. I've seen my neighbour put dirty nappies into the composting bin.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, we found dirty nappies in all sorts of bins, but I think everybody knows that's not an educational piece. I mean, that's somebody just being antisocial, I think, in doing that. Because this stuff obviously belongs in a general waste bin.
I was in Germany, I remember, on holidays like 25 years ago, maybe even more. I was a teenager, and it was the first time I'd ever seen the three different bins in operation. And it was just deeply ingrained in their culture that you had to do this. It was seen as an absolute core social responsibility. We're not there yet in this country, are we?
Do you know, the householders are very good in general. You know, and 70% of people are using brown bins now, and we'd like to get that up to 90 or 100% of people, to be honest. Commercial premises are more difficult for us in the waste industry. We're finding it very difficult to find personal responsibility in commercial premises, because people can be sorting material very well in an office or in a building, and then it can all get mixed by, you know, maybe a contract cleaner who doesn't know the system, who's just come in to clean and is not thinking about it. But the personal responsibility and the fact that in the waste industry we can communicate directly with customers really helps. We can actually tell people, you know, advise people on what they're doing versus what they could be doing.
Is that always well received, Connor?
Yeah, it's always.
Is that the little note in the door? I've spotted your nappy in your brown bin. We don't like it.
Yeah. No, it's always well received. Yeah.
And there's another text come in here, Tad. I tried to recycle a little, but it's impossible to know what's recyclable, and it's not clear on the packaging either. And you do hear that time and time and time for people who are trying to make an effort and then they realise they're making mistakes. Why do we not have that clarity yet, do you think? Or what will it take to get to the point where people are really clear on what goes where?
Yeah, and I think to your point a minute ago, Irish people have demonstrated over and over again that we really do try to kind of do the waste segregation as best as we can. You know, we've seen, despite increasing quantities of waste coming into the households are still, you know, recycling as much as they can and kind of keeping those rates up. And the brown bin system, the organic waste collection, is relatively new. So we're kind of, that's still bedding in. We're still seeing people getting used to it. We'd hope to see that coming up. In terms of what can and can't be recycled, I suppose the first stop shop is mywaste.ie, has a full list of all the items there. But the general rule of thumb is if it's clean, dry and loose, and if it's packaging, it goes into your recycling bin. So I suppose that's the kind of thing that means there's no food residue left on it to kind of drip over everything else. Dry, you know, again, there's no milk left inside the milk carton that's going to go and cover all over the paper. And loose just means not stuffing things into other things so that, you know, we don't have those mixed together. It's your work from there.
Okay, good place to start. Connor Walsh and Tad Kurakowski, thanks so much for speaking to me here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.